Okay, welcome to the Daf Yomi. I'm actually recording this on the plane on the way to Eretz Yisrael, and I welcome everyone who wants to start this journey together with me. I want to say four things of brief introduction. I started learning Daf Yomi a year and a half ago in memory of my father, Rabbi David Tzvi, Rabbi Yosef. All the learning that I'm going to be doing and teaching will be Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi David Tzvi, Rabbi Yosef. I'd like to offer a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He give me the wisdom to understand the daf deeply. I'd like to offer a second tefillah that He gives me the wisdom to explain the daf so that people understand it. And my fourth words of introduction are, I hope Hashem gives anyone who's listening to this or who's attending this year in person the siyata d'shmaya to stick with it for 7.5 years, Bezus Hashem, and beyond. And with that, let us begin Shas together. Shas begins with the laws of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Many point to the fact there's a Shilt Gibarim that says this way, that we start with the laws of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis because Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, the beginning of all wisdom, is expressing awe of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. It's the first mitzvah that a person does. In Judaism, the night is what we begin with. That's the beginning of the day. The first mitzvah d'oraisa you do is Kriya Shema. So we begin with Yiras Hashem being Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim. Me'emosai Koren Es Shema Ba'aravin. The beginning topic of Shas is when is the start time and the end time of night Shema. Me'emosai Koren Es Shema Ba'aravin. Misha Shachar Mechasan Lechol B'Trumasam. From the time that the Kohanim go in to eat their Truma, when Kohanim have become Tameh, they go to the Mikveh during the day. In some cases, like a Zav and a Mitzorah, they're going to have to bring a carbon on day number 8. The following day, they go to the Mikveh, day number 7. And then they can bring a carbon day number 8, but already on the night after day 7, they don't have to wait till day number 8 of the carbon to eat truma. They eat truma at Seis HaKochavim after day number 7. Or if they just become a regular tumah for one day, they'll go to the mikveh that day, and that night they will already be able to eat truma. The Gemara is going to explain that this time period is Seis HaKochavim, when 3 stars come out. That is the time that you have to eat, Kriya, that's when you begin the time to read Kriya Shema, Misha, Shakohanim, Nechasan, Lechal, B'Shemasan. That's the beginning time. That is seems to be, in the Mishnah at least, universally agreed upon. But what about the end time? So we have 3 opinions. Ad, Sof, Hashmor, Harishon, Adiv, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says you have until 10 p.m. on a perfect 6-to-6 day. The night is divided up into 3 watchings. Somehow the angels would divide up into 3 groups about watching the world. Some say it refers to watchings that were done in the Beis HaMikdash. Either way, it's 10 p.m. on a perfect 6-to-6 day. The night is divided up 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. So 6 to 10 is the first watch. 10 to 2 a.m. is the second watch. 2 to 6 is the third. So Rabbi Eliezer says you have till the end of the first watch. That's when people go to sleep. They go to sleep, and that's the Zman Shechiva. The Gemara is going to say, B'shach b'cha uv kumecha, when you go to sleep and when you wake up. So you have until 10 o'clock. That's when most people go to sleep. The Chacham say you have until midnight on a perfect 6-to-6 day to read Shema. The Gemara is going to explain that Chachamim in principle agree to the third opinion that really you could do it all night. But the reason they say to stop at Shema is to make sure that you don't miss it. We build in a siyag, a fence, to make sure that you don't miss Shema, so you have till Chatzos. Ram Gamliel Omer Chiyal Amad HaShachar. Ram Gamliel says you have all the way until Alos HaShachar, till dawn of the next day, which is approximately 72 minutes before Netzach Abba. Different opinions, but that's one opinion. Maisa, there are 3 opinions in terms of how long you have to say Shema, till 10, till 12, or until the next morning. Maisa Ubo Banim Vibes HaMishta. The Mishnah tells a story of the sons of Rabbi Gamliel came back from a party. And it was after Chatzos. It was, let's say, 3 in the morning. And they asked their father, interestingly, Ram Gamliel obviously held they could still say Shema, but the halacha doesn't follow Ram Gamliel. The halacha follows Chachamim. So they asked him, Lefi das Chachamim, could they still say Shema? Amr lo, lo karinu es Shema. Amr lahem, he said to them, Imlo ala amar ha-shachar? Well, I hold, you have till the next morning. If it's not the next morning yet, chayav anten likros. And there's a dispute in the Rishon on what this means here. Was he talking within his opinion? Or was he saying, even the Chachamim agree b'di'eved, you could still read it after Chatzos. If the Chachamim said, the Chachamim in principle agree you could read it all night long, They just said you have to make a fence around it and stop at Chatzos. That's only a fence, but if you miss the fence, then you can say it at 2 in the morning after Chatzos. That's the way some understand the Mishnah. Others understand, no. Ram Gamliel was saying, according to Chacham, two ways to understand it. Either the Chacham are wrong, they say you can't, but I say you can, so do like me. And others say, no, even the Chacham hold b'di'evit, you can't do it after Chatzos. The Mishnah continues. Belozu b'vad amru, and the Chacham didn't only say ad Chatzos in this case, Ella. Anytime the Chacham said Chatzos, really they agree you can do any by other mitzvahs also, you can do them all night long. Just mid the Rabbanan, the rabbi said you have to stop at Chatzos. And now the Mishnah gives examples of this. At least the way Tosus reads the Mishnah. Hekta Chatzos is Msachim. Hekta Chalavim Veivarim Mitzvahs and Shalom Adashachar. The burning of the fats of all korbanos that you eat, Veivarim, and the limbs of the korban ola that you don't eat, so you're going to burn them on the Mizbech. So even though according to Tosos, the Chachamim would say over here you have to stop burning them at Chatzos, but they really agree in principle you could do it all night long, but they have to stop at Chatzos. Rashi understands that in this case actually the Chacham don't say at Chatzos. The Mishnah just brings this case to show you other mitzvos that go all night long. And any carbon that is eaten for one day, what are examples of that? Like a carbon chatas, carbon asham, kivsei atzeres, carbon mincha, toda, any carbonos that are eaten for one day and one night. In Beis Hamikdash, all the carbonos, the night follows the day. So kol hanechal miyom echad. Mitzvos nachshiyal mashachar. Now, in the first case about hektachlav veivarim, if you don't burn the limbs and the fats on the mizbech overnight, so they become pasul belina. If they weren't on the mizbech overnight, usually if you sprinkle the blood during the day, you're supposed to burn the limbs and the fats during the day. But if you didn't get to all of it during the day, you're allowed to burn it all night long. But if you didn't put it on the mizbech at night, in the morning it's nifsal belina. And if it's eaten chal anechal on yom echad, any carbon that's eaten for one day, one night, mitzvah not shi'al amod hashachar. So the mitzvah, you have to eat it all night long. Chachamim say you can only eat till Chatzos. In this case, everyone agrees, both Rashi and Tosus, that the Chachamim say you can only eat it until Chatzos. But if you don't eat it, but they agree, b'di'eved, that really, midoraisa, meikar adin, you can eat all night long. The rabbis just put a fence around it and said you have to do it by Chatzos. Imkei lama amru chaman Chatzos. Why in all these cases did the Chacham say to Chatzos? Kedei laharchik as adam min aveira, to distance you from an avera. So the Mishnah seems to say by three cases. In the case of Kriyashma, the rabbi said, stop at Chatzos, because we want to make sure you don't miss this man. In the case of burning limbs and fats, you stop at Chatzos, at least according to Tosos. In the case of, eating the karbanos that are eaten, you only can do it until Chatzos, the chams till Chatzos. But everyone else says you have all the way till the Chacham say till Chatzos, even though they really agree in principle it could be all night long. But midrabbanan, they said to build a fence to distance you from Navera, so you have to stop at Chatzos. Says the Gemara, Tana Heicha Kai Diktani Me'emasai. The Gemara begins with the following question. The Mishnah says, from when do you read Shema at night? And by the way, tonight's recordings, they have to be lower because a lot of people are sleeping around me. Usually the recording will be much louder. Tana Heicha Kai Diktani Me'emasai. Where was the Tana talking that it says, from when do you read Shema? Shouldn't the Mishnah have begun by telling me that there is an obligation of Shema? How did the Mishnah know in the first place that there was an obligation of Shema? That's question number one. Pasu, question number two. Maishna Detani Ba'arvis Parisha. Why does Maseches Baruchos begin with Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? Listening to Shachris Parisha. Let it start with Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. When it comes to other dinim, we start with things in the morning. You wake up in the morning first. Listening to Shachris Parisha. Why don't we start with Kriya Shema Shel Shachris? For instance, when it comes to tefillah, so we say it's akeves echad taaseh baboker, akeves hasheni taaseh bein arbayim. So when it comes to tefillah, we begin with shachris. So how come when it comes to kriyas shema we begin with arvis? So the Gemara answers both questions with one answer. Tana Akrokai. The Tana is referring to the Pasuk. So we don't need, the Mishnah doesn't need to tell you the law of Kriya Shema, because the law of Kriya Shema is explicit in the Chumash. I don't need the Mishnah to tell me laws that are explicit in the Chumash. It says in the Torah, you're supposed to read Kriya Shema b'shachpacha when you go to sleep, uvekumecha. And since when the Torah lists the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, it starts with the night, so to the Mishnah begins with Kriya Shema at night, b'shachpacha v'hachi katani. This is what the Mishnah means to say, Zman Kriya Shema deshchiva emas. This man Kriya Shema, when you go to sleep, when is that? Mishah Shakana Rechnasan Lechob Trumasan. From the time the Kohanim go into their Truma, which the Gemara is going to say in a moment, is Tzei Sakochav. That's one answer. And then the Gemara brings another answer to only answer the second question. The second answer doesn't answer the first question. Vibai, same. Another reason we start with the night Shema, Galaf Mibriyasa Shel Olam. We learn it from the creation of the world. The Torah says it was night and it was day. So you see that when it comes to Judaism, night mitzvahs, the night comes before the day. So night mitzvahs get discussed before day mitzvahs. So the Gemara asks, how come on Daf Tes, where the Mishnayos talk about Birchus Kriya Shema, we begin talking about Birchus Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis, and only then we speak about Birchus Kriya Shema Shel Iris? So how come when it comes to the Shema itself, we begin with Shema of night, and when it comes to Birchus Kriya Shema, we begin with Shema of the day, of the morning? Answers the Gemara, the answer is ABBA. Tana Pasach Ba'arvis. No, we begin discussing Kriya Shema Shlavis, V'hada Tani B'Shachris. And then it tells you, on Daf Test, there's a Mishnah that talks about Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Adekai B'Shachris, Parash Mila D'Shachris, V'hada Parash Mila D'Arvis. Once the Mishnah was already telling you the laws of Shachris, Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, so once it was already there, it was in the B, it was in Kriya Shema Shachris, it discussed Birchus Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, and then it went back to talk about Birchus Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Let's continue. Amar Mar. Mar said, we said previously, Mishah Shakonim Nechnasim Lechel B'Shemasim. When is the earliest time to read Shema? From the time the Kohanim go in to eat their Shema. Asks the Gemara, Michti, let us see. Kohanim Eimus Kachli Shema. When do Kohanim go in to eat Shema? Mishah Tzeisa Kochavim. It's just from the time of Tzeisa Kochavim. So let the Mishnah say what it means to me, what it says. Listen to Mishah Tzeisa Kochavim. Just, why don't you just state, what does the Mishnah tell me? A whole fancy thing from the time the Kohanim go into each Shuma. Just state Tzeisa Kochavim. Answers the Gemara, Milsaga Bercha Kamash Malon. The Mishnah is trying to teach us a side halacha. Kohanim Emes Kaachli B'Shuma Mishas Tzeisa Kochavim. From what point did the Kohanim eat Shuma? It's trying to teach me halacha that Kohanim are allowed to eat Shuma ready from the time Tzeisa Kochavim. Bercha Kamash Malon. The Kapar Lo Ma'akva. It's teaching us that they don't have to wait till day number 8. To bring their carbon to Kapar Lo Ma'akva, the carbon that a Zav or a Mitzorah were to bring on day 8, does not hold them back from eating Truma. They don't have to wait for that. They could already eat Truma at night at Seisa Kochav, Kiddisanya. Like we learned in the Brice, Uba Hashemesh V'Taher. And the sun sets, and he is pure. He's allowed to eat Truma. B'yas Shem Shomak Vasim Lechol B'Truma. It's not the sun setting, it means the sun sets, and then it's Seisa Kochav, and then he could eat Truma. The setting of the sun and then the stars coming out prevents you from eating truma. You don't have to wait till day 8 till the carbon. That doesn't stop you from truma. You could eat truma already at night at Tzeis Kochav. Ask the Gemara. Says the Gemara, how do you know that this pasuk uva shemesh v'tahar is referring to nighttime? That a bar shemesh means the sun setting and then the stars coming out, and v'taher means v'taher yoma, that the day is complete. Taher for lashon the day being complete. Dilma bias oruhu. Maybe what this pasuk means is the sun is rising. Uva hashemesh, the sun will come up. Umai v'taher tar gavra. V'taher is a commandment saying you got to go bring your carbon. And maybe the pasuk is saying a kohen can't eat truma at night. Maybe he's got to wait till tomorrow. He brought his carbon, and then he eats truma. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shela, Imkain. If that's what the Torah would say, Lema Yitar. It should have said the Baal Shemesh Yitar, commanding you to go bring your carbon. Ma'i V'Tahir, from the fact that it says V'Tahir, meaning you are Tahir. Tahir Yoma. It means the day is over, and now you become Tahir. Kedamri Yinchi. Arav Shemsha. Once the sun sets and the stars come out, V'idake yoma, the day is pure, the day is complete, and then you are allowed to eat truma. You are pure enough to eat truma. B'ma'arava, in Eretz Yisrael, whenever, since the Gemara was written in Bavel, whenever it says B'ma'arava, it means in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael was to the west of Bavel, of Iraq, or Iran, I forgot already. Where is Bavel? Somewhere in Iran or Iraq. Says the Gemara, B'ma'arava, Hod Rabba Bar Rav Shela, this statement of Rabba Bar Rav Shela, that the Pasuk means the sun sets and then you're tahor, Lo Shmi Elohu, they didn't hear this statement of him. Ubo Lamibai, they asked it as a question. Hi, Ubo Hashemesh, B'yas Shem Shehu, Mai V'tayar Tahor Yoma. How do you read the Pasuk of Hashemesh V'tayar? It means at night, Mai V'tayar Tahor Yoma, Hodilma, B'yas Oru, Mai V'tayar Tahor Gavra. Maybe it means the sun rising, and V'tayar means he got to bring his carbon. V'hadu Pashto, Lamibraisa. They answered this from a brisa, midiktani b'brisa, it states in the brisa, similar davar tzeisa kochavim. There's a brisa that says, from when do you begin to eat shema? From the time the kohanim go into eat shuma, and it says, similar davar, when is this time? Tzeisa kochavim. Shema mina, b'yas shem shehu. So we see, uva shem v'taher means when the sun sets, umay v'taher, taher yoma. And what does v'taher mean? The day ends. Fine. Amar mar. Now, this whole Amud is going to give you many different opinions of when you can start reading Shema. The Mishnah just says one opinion, Seisa Kachavim, where the Mishnah says it in code from the time the Kohanim go into Chuma, which the Gemara says means Seisa Kachavim. But now the Mishnah is going to present four or five other possible times. The Gemara is going to present other times that maybe you can begin Shema. Amar Mar. We learned previously, when can you start reading Shema from Tzeis HaKachavim, which is from the time the Kohanim can come in to eat Shema? Asks the Gemara Raminu, I'll ask you a contradiction. Me'emas Aikorin from another Braisa. Me'emas Aikorin to Shema Ba'aravin, from when can you read Shema at night? Mishaha'ani nichnas lechol pita b'melach. When a poor man on a weeknight begins to eat his bread and salt. He eats very, very little, doesn't require a lot of time to prepare it. So that's the time that you could begin reading Shema. Presumably, because the Kohen, the Ani, some say because the Ani doesn't have a candle to use for his Suda. So it's going to be right away at the beginning of the night. Until the end of the time that the Ani eats his meal. It's the Achrona mask over here. Well, if he can only have from the beginning of his meal to the end of the meal, he's going to be eating the meal the whole time. What does he say? Shema. So they say it doesn't really mean that. It means when he begins preparing the meal, when his wife begins preparing the meal, whatever it is, so then he could say Shema in that time. He's not actually eating. So says the Gemara. Seifa, the end time is for sure against our mission. Our mission only had three end times. 10 p.m., 12, or the next morning. So Sefer Vaday Pligam Asni, so the end of this price is certainly argues on our mission. But what about the Risha? From the time that an Ani on a weeknight goes in to eat his meal, is that, what time is that? Risha, Milema Pligam Asni, is that against our Mishnah? Is that the same as Tzeisa Kochavim? Is that the same as the time that the Kohen goes in to eat his Truma? Answers the Gemara, lo. Ani v'Kohen chad shiurahu. An Ani and a Kohen is the same shear. It's Tzeis HaKochavim. Both the Ani goes in to eat his meal. It's the same time. There's no argument. Tamid HaKochavim Ar Mshalom Bolam. We never like to say there's an argument if we don't have to. So the Gemara says, maybe Ani and Kohen is the same shear. Says the Gemara, but you can't say that. Or Aminu, I'll ask you a contradiction. How can you say Ani and Kohen is the same shear? Meimus, I'm asking the Kos Kriya Shema Ba'arvis. From when do we begin to say Shema at night? Mishosh b'nei Adam nichnas lechol pita ba'arvei shabbosos. So now is a third opinion. From the time that regular people begin to eat their meal on Friday night. Now Friday night they eat a little bit earlier than the weeknight because the weeknight they start cooking the meal at night, but Friday night it was cooked during the day, so it's earlier. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. From the time people begin eating Friday night, v'chachamim omrim, mishua shakohanim zakoyim lechol b'trumasim, v'simla davar tzeis ha'kochavim. Chacham says tzeis. So Rab Meir says when a person eats Friday night, and Chacham says tzeis. Vav pishen raya l'davar, even though we don't have a proof that it's tzeis, that tzeis is really the end of the day. Zeich l'davar, we have a pasuk in Nechemia that teaches us a hint that the day ends at tzeis komish nemar. Va'anachnu osim bam l'cha v'chetziyah machazikim b'ramachim. When the Olei Bavel were coming back and building the walls of the old city of Yerushalayim, so the Navi describes they were doing the malacha. Half of them were grabbing onto spears to defend the work. So you see, they would work all day long. Presumably, people work all day long. The day ends. It says kachavim. The Omer, the Gemara quotes another pasuk over there. At night we watched, and during the day we worked. So you see, the day was till tzeis hakochav. Says Gemara, Ma'iva Omer, why did I need another pasuk? You might say, from the time that the sun sets, Lailiyahu, if you want to tell me that really it's shkia, sunset, it's already night, but they on their own decided to stay later and wake up earlier. Says the Gemara, no, you see from the pasuk that no, that's called day, that's called night. Toshma, v'ha'yulano ha'layla mishmer v'ayom malacha. No, the night is when we watched, and the day is when we worked. So, if we work till seis, that means the day goes till seis. Says the Gemara. Now, kasal kadaitach. At this point, you would have thought, de'ani u'bnei adam chad shiyuruhu. We assume that when an ani begins his meal during the week, which is when it's still light outside a little bit, and Bnei Adam on Friday night is the same time. That's what the Gemara is assuming. The Gemara is assuming that. So the Gemara says, V'i Amris Ani V'Kohen Chad Shiruhu. If you tell me that Ani and Bnei Adam on Friday night is the same time, if you can also tell me that Ani and Kohen is the same time, then Rameir and Chacham aren't arguing in the Mishnah. Chacham in the Brisa. Chacham Hainad Rameir. One of them says, from the time that an ani would eat, and the other one says from the time if ani is the same as if bnei adam is the same as ani and ani is the same as kohen, then bnei adam is the same as kohen. Chacham hanad rab meir. There's no machlokas. Elish mamina ani shiur lechud v'kohen shiur lechud. So you have to see from this that ani and kohen can't be the same shiur. Says the Gemara, not necessarily true. Lo, no, maybe ani and kohen are chad shiuru. Ani and Kohen are the same thing, but your original assumption was wrong. Ani u'bnei Adam lav chad shiuruhu. The time that an ani begins to eat his meal on a weeknight and the time that a regular person begins to eat his meal on Friday night, those are not the same times. Those are different times, and therefore you do have a machlokas Rab Meir and Chacham. The Gemara continues to ask along these lines. Ask the Gemara, v'ani v'kohen chad shiuruhu? Are ani and Kohen really one shiur? Are Ani and Kohen really one shear? The Raminu, now that another Bryson now is going to quote five opinions. And from this Bryson, it's going to be clear that Ani and Kohen are not the same shear. The Raminu, I'll ask you a contradiction. From when do we begin to read Shema at night? Five opinions. One, Misha Shekidish Hayom Ba'arvi Shabbosos from Shkia, from the time Shabbos begins at Shkia. Divi Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi, and by the way, the Gemara is going to say in a moment, that's going to be against Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah, who doesn't seem to argue. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Misha, Shakohanim, Mituharim, Lechol, B'Shemas. Rabbi Yeshua says, from the time that the Kohanim become Tahar, Rabbi Yeshua says, from the time the Kohanim become Tahar, Lechol, B'Shemasim, which is Tzeis HaKochavim. That's opinion number two. Rabbi Meir Omim Shashakhanim Tovlin Lechol B'Shemasim. Rabbi Meir says from the time the Kohanim go to the mikveh, which is the Gemara is going to say in a moment, is even a little bit during the day. We'll see. Amalo Rabbi Yehuda, how could you say that? Bahalo Kohanim Bo Yomim Tovlin. That's during the day. How could you say that's the time to begin Shema? That was actually during the day. Rabbi Chanina Omim Shashanin Chas Lechol Pido B'Melech. Rabbi Chanina says it's from the time that an ani goes in to eat his bread with salt on a weeknight. Machlokas, either on a weekend or on Shabbos. Rabbi Chai, v'ami lo, Rabbi Acha, Omer, Rabbi Chai, and some says, Rabbi Acha says, Misha Sharuv, Bnei Adam, Nechnas, L'Hasev, the time that most people go to eat their meal, as I'll say, here you see, Ani and Cohen is certainly two different opinions. Rabbi Chanina, Hainu, Rabbi Yeshua. And then two of the five opinions are the same thing. Elalav, Shmamina, Ani, Shira, Dani, Luchud, Shira, the Cohen, Luchud, Shmamina. So we see from this clearly that Ani and Cohen are two different Shiur. Says the Gemara, Heimenai Mucher, which of these two opinions, Ani or Cohen, which one is later? Says the Gemara, Mistavra de Ani Mucher. Makes sense that an Ani goes in to eat his meal right after Tseis HaKacham. Di Amris de Ani Muktam, if you say that the Shiur of Ani is earlier, Di Amris Ani Muktam, if you say that the Shiur of Ani comes before Tseis HaKacham, when's that going to be? Probably going to be Shkia. Rabbi Chanina, Hainer Rabbi Lezer, then it's the same as Rabbi Lezer who said it was at Shkia. Because there's no other opinion that makes sense in between Tseis HaKacham and Shkia, and that can't be. So it must be a lav Shmamina, the Ani Meuchar, that the Shir, that an Ani begins to eat his meals a little bit after Tseis HaKacham, Shmamina. That's a good proof. And now we just conclude with this. I apologize that this seems to have gone a little bit fast, but I will get better, hopefully, at saying the Daf Yomi as we go on throughout the 7.5 years. If anyone didn't understand, I'm always also open to feedback if it's too fast, too slow. But we're going to finish every day Bilin Eder in 40 minutes, so we got to go a little quickly. Amar Mar. So Mar said, Amar Le Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda said to Rabbi Meir, we said before, V'alo kohanim ibod yomein tovlin. Right? How could Rabbi Meir say that they go to the mikvah, that the time you could start reading Shema is from the time the Kohen went to the mikvah? Kohen goes to the mikvah during the day. That's a good time. Shaper Kamar Le Rabbi Huda, the Rabbi Meir. It sounds like Rabbi Huda is a good claim to Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir, what's Rabbi Meir going to answer? Hachi ka'amalei. This is what Rabbi Meir would answer. Mi savers da na ben hashmashas didach ka'amina. I'm not talking about you, Rabbi Huda, your ben hashmashas, which begins at Shkia. No. I know ben hashmashas Rabbi Yossi ka'amina. I'm referring to Rabbi Yossi's ben hashmashas, which is just a few moments before Tzeis. Dama Rabbi Yossi, ben hashmashas keherafayin. Rabbi Yossi says ben hashmashas is just mamish, like a short time right before Tzeis. The day ends and the night begins. You can't know exactly when it is. So if you hold that Ben Hashmashas is later, so when the Kohanim went to the mikveh, it was well after Shkia, so that could be a time that you begin reading Shema. Says the Gemara, just the last point here, on the topic of Manov, Kasha the Rab Meir, the Rab Meir. So the Gemara says, there seems to be contradictions in Rab Meir. In the second Brice, he said that Zman Kriyash is from the time that people would go in to eat their meal Friday night, which is after Tzeis. And here he says that it's from the time of the Kohen would go to the mikvah, which is before Tzeis. And it says the Gemara, Trey Tanei Elibid Rab Meir. You're right, there's two different opinions of what Rab Meir held. And similarly, Kasha Darba Lezer, Darba Lezer. Here in the Brice, Rabbi Eliezer says that it's from the time Shabbos begins at Shkia, and in the Mishnah he seems to say Tzeis HaKacham. Answers the Gemara, Trey Tanoi Alibi to Rabbi Elazar. There's a dispute where Rabbi Elazar held. Others say Vibayseim Ereshin La Rabbi Elazar. In the Mishnah, it's not necessarily Rabbi Elazar agrees to that opinion that it's Tzeis HaKacham. Rabbi Elazar doesn't express his opinion. He only expresses his opinion at the end of the Mishnah in terms of how long you have to say, but he doesn't express an opinion at the beginning of the Mishnah. Thank you so much for listening to the first Daf and Shas. May Hashem give us all the wisdom to stick with each other. May Hashem give me the wisdom to understand the Daf and say it every day. May Hashem give each of you the wisdom to understand the Daf and listen with me throughout our 7.5 year Bez Hashem trip through Shas.